Welcome to the Credibility Nation Show, the podcast that will help you to continually build and grow your credibility, with your host, Mitchell Levy.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, global credibility expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet about who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Michael Ryle, who is the founder of Inflection 360. He is an experienced strategic consultant with more than two decades of experience working with businesses ranging from Fortune 500 companies to startups with an emphasis on healthcare services. Michael, welcome.
Mitchell, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Great to get to know you a little bit in the green room. Tell me, what is your CPOP? What's your customer point of pain?
Mainly, I work heavily with healthcare practices, healthcare services, and one of the biggest pains is looking for liquidity events, whether it's an exit or getting funding in, and they really don't know where to turn to get the right advice.
Very clear cut, very, very focused. Tell me a little bit more about what you do.
Well, I started my career as an investment banker, and then I've worked in corporate development for a lot of my career. So really understanding what a company's strategic needs are, really helping tell their story is a key part of what I work on, from building up just their financials, their projections, and how you present that to potential investors, and really helping them guide them on a path from start to finish to raising capital, looking at acquisitions, whatever it might take to help take their company to the next level.
That's interesting. So, you know, you have choices in any business to go with the big branded firms or the little micro firms. And how do you position yourself in all that?
Right. I bring that big firm expertise, having been an investment banker at a major investment bank for years. But I bring that roll up the sleeves mentality of a guy out there on his own doing things. The bigger investment banks certainly cater well to the large healthcare organizations, but some of these smaller tail practices or group practices out there that are able to get private equity investment or see other opportunities, really, that's too expensive of a proposition for them and too small of a target for those banks. So it's really been a relationship building process over the years for me, and finding, building those relationships, you know, in the medical and dental communities heavily, where my expertise is understood, where I can, you know, leverage my resources to help really bring successful results to the clients.
Oh, that's beautiful. And tell me a little bit more about your credibility. How do you have the credibility to do what you do? You mentioned it a little bit, but go into a little more detail.
Well, I went to a Wharton undergraduate finance and marketing major from many years ago. But then I went to the University of Chicago, got my MBA there in finance and accounting as well. So it was an investment banking for a firm called Donaldson, Lufkin and Jindrat, where I did equity, M&A, high yield restructuring activity for a number of years. Made my way into healthcare from an operations standpoint many years ago, where I built up a group of surgery centers that we sold to a public company. I went from there into corporate development roles at companies called like US Healthworks and Western Dental Services, where I acquired over 60 practices for those two businesses in my time there. So from all that experience, from operations to acquisitions to capital raising, I really have a full breadth of experience and knowledge I've gotten to be very hands-on with in my career, that I now really, again, heavily focus on the smaller practices who really couldn't get that kind of experience typically when they're looking for help.
Michael, it's so interesting because so many of the experts we have on have taken different meandering paths in life. Mm-hmm. And yours is such a beautiful straight shot in terms of who you are, what you've done, what you bring to the table. It was elegantly spun. So thank you.
Well, it's a straight shot today. I don't know if it felt straight 15 years ago, but we've now worked it. Now sounds like a perfect path. It was a little bit unplanned how I got here, but I meandered my way to what looks sounds like a very logical path now. So it does fit well in a resume. Well,
and I love the vulnerability, the integrity, authenticity as well. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
How do you go about sharing that credibility? How do you get your brand out?
Sure. LinkedIn is a heavily, you know, traveled place for me in terms of I've continued to build on relationships that I already have. I do spend a lot of time at conferences, obviously continue to build my relationships. I do write not as many blogs as I should, but to try to keep my website updated periodically with tips either from an operational perspective or some actually from capital raising and what I see in the industry. So different ways I try to keep my myself out there. And I built a lot of relationships with major law firms, accountants, other trusted advisors out there in the industry who are already guiding a lot of the groups that I look to work with.
I got it. That makes a lot of sense. So listen, if you're in, you've got a healthcare company, healthcare practice, you're looking for an liquidity event. Yeah. You want the power of somebody who's been there, done that, but maybe a little bit more affordable than the big firms, maybe right. A lot of bit more affordable. We'll see. But yeah. You should reach out and talk with Michael Raub. Michael, how best do people reach out to you?
Can always be reached via contact on my website, which is inflection360.com, inflection360.com. But LinkedIn is the way most people find me. Michael Raub on LinkedIn. I promise there's only one of me. And I'm pretty responsive on that. I'm active on it all day long, and I have a lot of communication with people through that channel.
Absolutely beautiful. Well, thanks so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
Well, Mitchell, thanks again for the opportunity. Really great what you're doing.
My pleasure. Yeah. And guys, thanks for joining us. Look forward to seeing you at the next episode. Please click on the like button, share with your friends, spread the wealth, and we'll take care. Bye now.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please rate and recommend it on the platform you're listening to. You can also get more information at credibilitynation.com. And feel free to see the latest update to the credibility research and get a free PDF copy of the book written on this research at aha.pub/research.